Former FBI Director James Comey made his first public appearance since he was fired almost a month ago. At Thursday's Senate hearing, Comey explored the reasons behind the sudden move taken by President Trump.
It's a fair judgment. It's my judgment that I was fired because of the Russia investigation. I was fired in some way to change, or the endeavor was to change the way the Russia investigation was being conducted.
He acknowledged that the president had on a number of occasions asked for his loyalty and once had hoped he would drop the investigation of the president's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
I took it as a direction.
Right.
I mean, this is the president of the United States with me alone saying, I hope this. I took it as this is what he wants me to do.
He accused the Trump administration of defaming him and the FBI following his abrupt firing and said statements made by the administration were lies, plain and simple. Comey also explained why he took notes of his encounters with President Trump, saying that he was concerned that the president may lie about the nature of their meetings.
I knew that there might come a day when I would need a record of what had happened, not just to defend myself, but to defend the FBI and our integrity as an institution and the independence of our investigative function.
He also disclosed that he had asked a friend, a law professor at Columbia University, to leak his memos to a reporter. He thought such a move might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. However, Senate Mark Rubio pointed out that the only thing in this whole investigation that was not leaked was the fact that the president was not personally under investigation. But Comey was also questioned by senators from both sides on why he did not stop the president and tell him that his comments and requests were inappropriate.
Maybe if I were stronger, I would have. I was so stunned by the conversation that I just took it in.
So far, President Trump has kept unusually silent during and after the hearings. But his lawyer, Mark Kozowitz, held a news conference saying Comey's testimony proved that the president did not collude with Russia during last year's election. He also denied a couple of accusations the former FBI director had made during the hearing.
The president never suggested that Mr. Comey, quote, let Flynn go, close quote. The president also never told Mr. Comey, quote, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty, close quote.
He also accused Comey of leaking unauthorized information to the media. The two-day-long Senate hearing is now closed, but it may be sometime before the truth is out. Xiao Hong, CRI, Washington, D.C.